Proclamation number 0930 of 26th of May, 1939. Mystery of the Trinity. God the Father. God the Son. Behold, my child, I look into your heart and know your will to serve me, yet I miss your soul's faith in the omnipotence of divine love, and thus you will always hesitate when obstacles stand in your way, where unreserved faith can remove these obstacles, for the one who desires my love will never be abandoned by me, and if he now needs my help it will always be given to him in all places. And if your heart urges you towards me I will be close to you and keep everything away from you which could disturb the connection with my child. For I need souls who trust me. I still have much to say to you and am therefore always ready for you if your heart desires me. And so detach your thoughts from the world and hear the voice from above. The mystery of the Divine Trinity has always been for man the cliff on which he has failed. And that is why today you will again receive an instruction which, without leaving any doubt, shall contribute to the solution in all clarity and easily reveal the problem to the thinking person. And thus the Spirit from God came alive and the light shone brightly and clearly. Divinity is able to shelter itself in all fullness in a being, but that the pure spirit is inseparable and the most unworthy being is in closest contact with it, that therefore also only this inseparable spirit is to be understood by the eternal divinity and everything that has emerged from it is only the spirit out of God, which no longer correctly recognizes the feeling of belonging to it and thus separates or removes itself, but nevertheless is always only divine product, therefore is always and eternally is original substance spiritual from God, who therefore removes himself from the divinity no longer recognizes himself, but nevertheless remains what he is. But who seeks the connection with it is spiritual senses the affiliation and is therefore consciously the same. And now you will be able to grasp that the mystery of the Trinity of God can be explained as follows. God's love made itself known to human beings as Father. Thus as the origin of humanity, love bridged humanity's separation from its creator and thus embodied itself in a human being whose spirit recognized its belonging to God and who is thus, as it were, one with the divine Father Spirit. And thus the human being was only externally a being in itself. The spirit, however, was God's. The original relationship was established. The Spirit recognized itself, and thus God was in all fullness in that which became his abode on earth in order to be visible to humanity. The divinity united with the human body had become visible, as it were, in order to let people recognize the distance they had created for themselves. Divine love had thus become active and now also placed divine wisdom in the heart of the God-man. For his spirit was one with God and therefore also had to be in all wisdom and be able to serve all divine strength. God's wisdom had to express itself through the mouth of man, and thus all of Jesus' activity on earth was God's activity through the Son of Man, but not that a second being expressed itself through it. And the concept God the Father, God the Son cannot be explained in any other way than that the Eternal Father Spirit revealed himself through the mouth of a human being, that God the Son is therefore the same as God the Father, only made comprehensible to the human being through Jesus Christ, who overcame the separation from the Father Spirit precisely through the realization of the unity with eternal love. No one comes to the Father but through me, This is probably easier to explain than that everyone who wants to unite with the Father must also recognize that the divine spirit in him is inseparably connected with the Father spirit, and that everyone has to find this way and therefore follow the divine Redeemer in everything, who exemplified his life to those who like him desire to go to the Father. This is not possible in any other way than only by following Jesus, who as Son of Man gave the example that only the Spirit from God has to recognize its affiliation to him, and that there are then no more barriers which separate it from the Father. Amen.